Then E.T. quietly retired in the closet with his flower pot, leaving Elliot, Michael, and Gertie to go off to school.
How do you explain school to him?
How do you explain school to higher intelligence?
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, where's your goblin?
Shut up.
Did he come back?
Well, did he?
Yeah, he came back. But he's not a goblin. He's a spaceman.
He was from the other side of the universe. But he'd figured out how to open Elliot's refrigerator. And he found a can of something that looked pretty good. Beer. To him, it seemed perfectly harmless. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, in Elliot's biology class...
...in the actual frog dissection, and you will find many similarities.
Elliot found one! The frog reminded him of E.T. And all the frogs got out of there. Out the window, out the door, and down the road. At home, E.T. found a newspaper, and the comic strip really caught his eye. There it was. A spaceman had built a communicator to phone home. And Gertie came home to watch her favorite TV show. When something amazing happened.
It's a bee. Good.
And that wasn't all he learned to say. When Elliot came home, E.T. had a surprise for him.
Elliot. I taught him how to talk now. He can
Elliot.
E.T., can you say that? Can you say E.T.? E.T.
E.T. E.T., E.T., E.T.
And he had one more thing to say. Something very, very important. Something that the whole world would someday soon remember.
E.T. Phone home.
God, he's talking.
Oh.
E.T. phone home?
E.T. phone home.
But some people were listening in on their own phone. E.T. built his own communicator out of the Fuzzbuster, some bobby pins, a knife and fork, and the UHF tuner from the TV set.
Oh, Elliot. He doesn't look too good anymore.
Don't say that. We're fine.
While Mom was reading Gertie a bedtime story, Elliot cut his finger on a mean-looking saw blade.
Ouch.
It was poison.
Ouch.
I drank it to save my life. Tink, dear Tink, are you dying?
Ouch.
E.T.'s finger lit up, just like his heart, and the mysterious light healed Elliot's cut.
Do you believe in fairy sacred? Did you believe?
I do.
If you believe, clap your hands.
Halloween night. Elliot and Michael dressed E.T. in a sheet,
ready?
Like a ghost.
Ready.
Ah, you look great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they took him out on the street. And guess who he saw? A familiar friend from a galaxy far away.
Boom. Be back 1 hour after sunset, no later.
I'll try as fast as I can, Mike.
Elliot rode to the forest with E.T. in the basket of his bicycle. E.T. thought the ride was too slow and bouncy.
It's too bumpy. We'll have to walk from here.
So he raised that magic finger of his and gave them a lift.
Not so high! Not so high!
The bike soared into the air over the treetops, high as the birds can fly, and higher! silver moon they flew, beautiful and free.
Don't crash, please.